The Cobras won Part 2 of a series that saw both the senior boys' and girls' varsity basketball teams go toe-to-toe with the Bow Valley Bobcats Feb 1-2. It was a game of chase with the Cobras leading by a narrow margin for the better part and the Bobcats hot on their tail. Bow Valley was able to catch up with less than 2 minutes left on the clock, tipping it into overtime at 49-49. Cobras' Marcel De Bruin led her team in scoring with 24 points and kicked things off in overtime to help lead her team to a 63-53 win. "It's always a lot of fun playing against Bow Valley. It's a friendly rivalry," said Cobras' assistant coach Alexandria Veckenstedt, who previously played for the Cochrane High team for 4 years. "The teams really enjoy it and it's great for the town spirits." Bow Valley head coach Daryl Viste said that although they didn't get the end result they were looking for, it was a fun game to play and watch. "Everybody was working hard," he said. "Obviously we want to win, but it was a tight game. The team was missing one player from its roster, unlike the senior boys team playing the night before, who were missing key players due to injuries and COVID and had to pull up players from the junior team." Viste said their team has not been immune to the same issues. "We're struggling with COVID," said the coach. "We seem to be as bad as everybody else as far as COVID goes. Practices have been hard, games have been hard. Recently, the team played a tournament where they only had 6 players. Despite some of the present challenges, both teams are happy to be back playing a full year of basketball. We're really happy with how the season's been going and we're really excited to see what comes," said Veckenstedt. The Cobras currently have a 2-1 win-loss record and the recent loss puts the Bobcats at 1-2. 2 games remain for both teams. The Cobras play Chestermere at Cochrane High School February 9, followed by an away game at Burt Church February 15. George McDougall is visiting the Bobcats at Bow Valley High School February 9, and the Bobcats will finish the regular season off with a game against the W.H. Croxford Cavaliers also on February 15. Airdrie's Cavaliers currently lead the Rocky View Sports Association standings with 3 wins.